Welcome to the Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 19. May 11th, 2012. With your hosts, Rogue, Commander Kodo, and Chan Lee. Here goes nothing.
Yeah!
Oh,
all right.
Clapping this
week. Oh, some new.
Yeah.
New effects. All right.
We have a house. We're in front of a live audience tonight. That was the crowd. Episode 19. We're here with a special guest tonight.
We are, and there'll be more joining us in the studio along the way.
Shortly. Our special guest is from all the way from Gainesville.
Gainesville, Florida, where the crappy Gators play.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You went there. I'm going to Tebow on your face.
Is that where you bow down with one knee and hold my head down? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. And then something comes after I hold your head down.
The other knee into my jaw? I hope.
Oh, God.
Nothing out of your pants, I hope.
Hi, John.
What's up?
We usually call him Double.
Double.
The juicy Double.
So.
And then Myers is here again.
And we have Cody in the little glass booth.
Yes.
Kodo's in the glass booth. We're going to ramble tonight. About news and then the Avengers.
Isn't that what we always do?
Pretty much.
I don't ramble.
Yeah.
That's everything I say is.
I do all the rambling around here.
Someone has to.
So how was your week, Danny?
Good. I started playing Minecraft today.
Minecraft?
Yeah. And I don't really understand it just yet, but I'm building a lot of crap.
Isn't that the point of the game? I mean, I've never played it, so.
Well, there's gathering and then there's lighting stuff on fire and then there's... And then there's going to your friend's place and flooding it with water. That's
so,
kind of fun.
So basically it's a way to build stuff and then troll other people.
Yeah, basically. I don't know if there's game types yet. I'm new on it and I'm really addicted to it.
Okay.
Like, badly.
It's PC?
No, it's new on the Xbox today. Xbox. It's been PC for a couple years now, I think.
Okay.
It was all like donor. Like you gave him like so much money and he's like, here you go. Here's the whole everything. Because it was all, I don't think it was ever really packaged together.
Okay.
From what I remember reading. But like I said, I've never played.
Yeah, so I started playing that today. I got really addicted. Played for like 7 hours.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
7 hours.
That's about right.
Did you do that at work?
I think Robin can confirm that at the shop today.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're working anyways.
Yeah. I rung some people up once in a while. But that's pretty much it. I've been busy, real busy this week with work, so.
That's good.
Oh, and we had a big artist signing at the comic shop. We had Tony Daniel in.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Who tore it up for everybody. It was great. He did 47 sketches. He was only supposed to be there from 6 to 9. He ended up staying to 11:30.
Was that just because he felt bad that everybody was there?
I don't know if he felt bad. I think he wanted to give everybody that came. He's a legit person.
So it's your fault?
Yeah.
Because you didn't cut the line off.
We did. And he just took too long drawing. It's his fault.
Okay.
But it's okay. He was great. So that was a busy night. We have another busy night tomorrow night at the shop for Kenneth Rockefort.
Speaking of which, did you get my stuff signed?
No, I didn't. I didn't even get my stuff signed.
Did you really not?
I'm not even lying to you.
Mm.
Oh, man. All right, whatever.
I wish I was lying to you. I really do.
Okay, well, I blame Slade because he said he'd take care of it for me.
Oh, never mind then. I don't feel bad anymore.
I tried to hit everybody up to make sure they take care of it for me. So one way or another.
Yes.
It didn't get taken care of.
We all failed you. I'm sorry, John.
Both Robbie and Slade.
I can,
they fail me.
I mean, maybe I can sign it for you.
You can sign it for me?
I know how he signs it.
Oh, okay, cool.
TD. Cody, you've been busy.
Yeah, basically. I have. My week's been pretty horrible, so I will start with tonight and say that I'm happy to be off work.
That's nice.
And tomorrow I have nothing to do, so it's
going
to be a good weekend.
Yeah. You got the Mother's Day all planned?
Oh. No, I already did the Mother's Day thing.
Oh.
I took Ivy shopping.
Okay.
For Mother's Day, we went to the Coach store because Courtney really wanted a purse.
Very nice.
And Ivy picked one out, and we got home with it, and I was planning on wrapping it up and giving it to her. And as soon as Courtney walked in the door, she said, Mommy, I got you a present.
Yep.
So, already did all that.
It's hard to hold secrets from people when the kids are all excited about what they did for them.
Yeah.
So.
What about you guys?
Let's go with McCarthy. How was your week? I want to make you talk here for a few minutes.
It was all right. Just played WoW. And
oh, gosh. I've been wanting to play with you guys again.
You need to get back in. I mean, Myers is 85. We need to get Robbie back on, but he probably won't.
Robbie, Myers, have you capped before?
Yeah, 85? I already had my warrior.
You had 85?
Yeah, I was mostly Alliance. That was my first Horde character at 85.
Alliance.
But, yeah, whatever.
Go back to easy mode.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, no, it's hard mode because you have to fight all the horde of horde. So
no, you guys had the paladins and you breezed through Blackwing Lair.
That's back in the day. I didn't play back in the day.
Magic missile.
Magic missile.
You silly
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, man, yeah. Good old Leroy. So you still have not taken me to that, by the way. I want
really?
To see
that. Really? You haven't
area.
Done the?
I just want to see it.
Oh, yeah. What? Many whelps. There's actually an achievement in there if you take enough people. That you like destroy all the, you make sure everything launches and then you actually survive through it. And it's whatever. It's called Leroy Jenkins or something like that.
That's fine. I'll solo it.
It's pretty cool.
The place where that happened?
You might could nowadays. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what, I mean, the idea around it was like, you're supposed to stay away from these areas where these, because if you get near them, the eggs actually pop and the things come out. So
I
like
pop them eggs.
Yeah. And people are dumb and went in there too quick and yeah, whatever.
One person.
One person. Well, yeah.
It's quite funny.
But you know what? He's a megastar. He's an internet star now, so.
Internet
did
celebrity.
It for him. Yep.
It's a curse.
Anywho.
You want to start with the news?
Yeah, my week was great. Thanks for asking.
I did ask. We didn't. Okay. Yeah. Myers, how was your week?
It was good.
How good?
It was really good. You know, same old, but, you know, playing a little bit of WoW here too.
Good. And I'm glad I asked you how your week was. Yeah. It was same old, same old.
I've got other stuff that's going on, but I'm not really at liberty to talk about it on the podcast. So.
You signed a waiver.
I signed a waiver. You know, actually I thought about your, well, we're not going to.
You could say it.
Well, I'm not going to say who you signed away. You signed an NDA.
Yes.
Somebody, but I'm wondering if you even saying you signed the NDA is breaking the NDA.
Probably.
It's not. I read the NDA.
Okay.
It's discussions we have behind closed doors.
Right. Okay. It's just funny. I was like, as soon as you signed the NDA, it was like, hey, I signed this NDA. And I'm like, wait, I don't think you're supposed to say you signed an NDA. But
didn't you
whatever.
Post it on Facebook?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted it too. I even wrote at. I'm just kidding. I hashtagged them.
Hashtag people I signed the NDA with. Anywho, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
It was. So. I'm excited though.
Yeah, it'll be cool if it
especially
actually works
when
out.
I work on the Avengers 2 stuff. What?
Yeah. So let's see here. Okay, moving on to the news. Basically, the AT&T CEO has talked about the data caps that they initiated after the fact that AT&T went live with unlimited data, and he's like, "That was a mistake that we even went unlimited data in the first place." He didn't realize how it was going to affect the network and everything. And he's like, you know, we didn't realize that we were going to lose. And they claim they're losing money, but I don't believe so.
So they're losing money on their unlimited data?
Well, yeah, because, you know, they didn't expect that the amount of stuff they had to add in for the expanding network.
Right.
How much it would cost, like actually building up the network to support the device.
Interesting.
And you know they're not upset that they brought the iPhone on board, but they're like, we should have never done the unlimited data. But that was one of the actual things that iPhone or that the Apple said at the beginning. They're like, we need a device that has unlimited data. So they would have never got it had they not went ahead and said, yeah, we're giving you unlimited data.
Interesting. I still have it, I hope.
Yeah, we both have it, but
I have a feeling one day it's just gonna get dropped.
That's what I'm wondering. When we move to the LTE device, you know, coming iPhone 5 or whatever they're hoping to call it. You know, I'm wondering if they're actually going to remove the unlimited data from us. If they're like, hey, you know, if you want to actually have LTE speed, we're going to remove the unlimited data. And at that point, I'm jumping ship. I'm going to Sprint because they still have unlimited data.
You're good. Just talking to
them.
Sprint's getting LTE. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
So they'll have unlimited data with LTE.
Right. So we'll have these devices that are quick. Although they're saying that Sprint is one of the slower carriers for data.
Currently,
right. So we'll see what happens.
As long as unlimited, I don't care how fast it is.
That's the thing. I mean, like, and Darren actually works with Sprint, so he gets a friends thing where you can, you know, get your stuff through that.
You can't be telling everybody about that.
No, well, I know this. But, no, I mean, you can. I mean,
all of our 12 listeners will be really upset.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to call you. So anyways, so, you know, if you know anybody who works for Sprint, you might talk to them.
Yeah, we'll put your... We'll give them your phone number at the end of the show.
Oh, okay, cool. No problem.
So anyways, but so there's options out there if they do take it away. And, you know, I think they'd really be shooting themselves in the foot if they did. You know, it's a shame that the carriers aren't supporting it now. But whatever, it's one more way for them to make money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Did you hear about this quote-unquote real lightsaber that somebody made?
No, I did not actually.
It's not it's not a real lightsaber. It's actually supported by lasers, but it does lasers, but it doesn't actually stop on its own, so it's not really a real lightsaber.
It doesn't has like a limit.
Well, it uses, you know how the Master's Collection or whatever they're right. called work. It's like that, but when you actually turn it on, it's really a smooth blade, you know, versus the LEDs lighting up in sections.
So it's still in the tube.
Yeah, but it's actually using laser versus the actual.
Oh.
So they're limiting the wavelength
can
somehow.
Can you cut shit with it?
Yeah, you can't cut it.
Never mind, that's not a lightsaber.
And they actually say on here you don't. You know, I mean, like the Masters, they're like, yeah, go ahead and slam them against each other. And these are like, don't do that. You'll kill somebody. You got to wear special goggles using it and all this stuff.
Interesting.
We got more people coming in.
Oh,
outside.
Gosh.
You know, the man.
John tweeted tonight.
Yeah.
Before you get too far off the iPhone thing that you were talking
about. Yeah.
Have you seen that they're going to do their own maps now? iPhone?
No. They're getting rid of Google Maps?
Yeah. They're getting rid of the Google backend. They purchased three companies, I guess, that all had some kind of mapping stuff, and they're going to do their own thing.
Hmm.
And they have 3D mapping capability on this.
Maybe this will be the time they actually get turn-by-turn direction, finally. And it'll be one of those things where they're like, hey, we're adding turn-by-turn direction, and it'll be, and everybody will be all excited, like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad you finally thought of this. Nobody else has done this, like they do with all the other features. Like, when they finally added MMS, it was like, oh, no way, we're finally getting MMS. And it was like, why didn't we have this at the beginning, ultimately?
Because it wasn't perfect.
The Google guys are saying, oh, yeah, we've had this for years.
Hater. Jeez.
No, I don't hate. I just think it's silly that, you know, they release stuff and they're like, oh, man,
they finally act like it's the newest thing on the market.
Yeah. And it gets everybody all excited and stuff.
I don't know that I would use turn-by-turn on my phone anyway.
I use it. I actually use, I do use it. I use the,
TomTom?
Not TomTom. It's MapQuest because it's free. But it's only when times I need to be able to go places.
And it gives you turn-by-turn?
Yeah, it gives you turn-by-turn. It's pretty good. But it requires the data. So if you don't have data, it's no good. Like if you actually run on a dead section.
Right.
So let's see what else we got here. Oh, so speaking of Google, you know, getting rid of Google. Google has come out with a completely driverless car that they're testing in Arizona right now.
Google.
It is a Prius. Yeah. You can swing that around if you want.
No one wants that shit.
Yeah, it's a Prius. I mean, but that doesn't mean that the software that's running it can't do other cars in the future. But yeah, I mean, completely driverless.
Yeah.
Cruising along in Arizona.
There's a reason they're doing that in the desert.
Yeah, I know, obviously.
I don't see that going so well.
I don't want
it. Have any of you guys ever been in, like, the Lexuses or whatever that park themselves?
No.
I still haven't. It seems really strange to me, but I would love to get in one and see how it works.
Yeah.
I think Darren has.
Have you been in one of these cars, Darren?
All right. But, well, autonomous vehicles aren't exactly new.
Yeah.
There's been competitions around the world, you know, that they do this. It's actually sponsored by large companies like Microsoft and NASA. They call it DARPA. And they have competitions like multiple universities compete against each other, and they build autonomous vehicles, and they drive through courses and perform all kinds of tasks. Google, I guess, is just the first to bring it to the mainstream and publicly do it.
Right.
So,
well, the big thing about this is this car was actually given a driver's license.
Yeah. Like I said, they're the first to bring it to the mainstream.
Yeah.
I mean, there's several companies that have done it. Audi's done it. They have a Pikes Peak car that drives all the way up the Pikes Peak course with no driver in it.
That's crazy.
So there's several.
That's amazing.
Out there.
Yeah, talk right into that mic if you don't mind. So a car has been given a driver's license and completely drives itself and is legal on the roads, I guess. So pretty crazy. So I'm kind of skipping all over the place tonight. Just too much going on in the studio. My mind's all clouded. But rest in peace, MCA.
Yeah.
Moment of silence, please. All right.
Hey, we got one. That was good.
So Adam, Adam
be a jackass.
Yeah. Adam Yauch. No, I mean he's one of those people that deserve the respect. Adam Yauch has finally, I should say finally, but he was fighting cancer for a long time, and it finally took him. I guess is the way I was trying to say it.
How long did he have cancer for?
Like since 98. Dolan's high five. Yeah, we talked about that on the last episode, so we can say that. Yeah, Darren was there for that. It was pretty amazingly bad.
He's had it since 98.
Let me see here. Things jumping around on me.
Your brain?
No, the actual article.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was since 98 or something. It's been a few years, about four years. So, 3 years, so 99. But yeah.
2000.
2009. How about that? I'm retarded.
Okay, I was like, it's been a few years.
I'm old.
That's a long time, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah. Gosh. Yeah. So, 2009, he's been fighting it.
Correct.
But he, unfortunately, it finally took him. But
you heard Carol Shelby passed away today, right?
Yeah. Oh,
no,
gosh.
I didn't hear that.
Terrible news.
Oh, jeez.
Who's the next one? Is it?
I don't know.
Come
it comes
threes?
In for three, so. Chevy Chase. No, not really. He's actually doing pretty good.
Not really.
No? His health's bad?
No.
I mean, I know he's fighting with the guy on Community.
With
but
Dan Harmon, yeah. That's yeah. part of the reason that there might not be another. Oh, Dan might not return for the next season.
Yeah, well, I mean, they say that. I was just reading one article tonight that it was actually renewed, though, for 13 episodes. So we'll get another 13 episodes of Community, but who knows what the future of a lot
at
of comedy shows.
At least they're not saying it's the final season. So
right. Well, they're doing these short seasons with quite a few different things.
Well, they said that every comedy on NBC got a 13-episode renew.
Yeah.
So they're kind of testing the water still with their comedies, which is surprising because Parks and Rec should have gotten a full.
Yeah. And you were saying right before the episode that 30 Rock might not get renewed?
No, this is 13 episodes and it's done. This is their final season.
Not a good thing.
That's sad. Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a great show that I finally, you know, it took me a long time to get involved in it and listening or, you know, watching it now and, oh, well. So, let's see here.
I have a Facebook piece of news.
Go ahead.
You want to hear?
Yeah.
They're testing, I guess, in New Zealand. They're testing paid for updates, status updates. You pay $1 to $2 to have your status updates come to the top of all your friends' list because so many people are posting now that if you have something important, you can charge it. And there's screenshots of actual images of using PayPal or your debit card
on Facebook. Like this is Facebook charging people.
Yep, Facebook. And there was reports about a user in New Zealand who paid for it, and a Facebook spokeswoman. And it has her name confirmed that this is actually a new feature that they're testing right now.
Feature?
Yep.
They call it a feature.
They call it a feature.
Wow.
Pay for your status updates.
I think our friend Manny will be doing this all the time. Yeah.
I'm going to go broke updating Robbie's statuses for him.
He's going to go broke. Yeah. Sign up that PayPal, get it linked up, and be like, penis, penis, penis.
Oh, yeah.
Right to the top, please. So a lot of us around here have jailbroken iPhones.
Correct.
Apple obviously says, you know, you jailbreak your iPhone, well, screw you. You can't, your warranty's invalid and we're going to, you know, we won't warranty your phone. SquareTrade is actually saying, you know what? If you jailbreak your phone, we'll cover software warranty on it. I think it's a really good deal for SquareTrade. They're basically saying, you know, you buy a warranty through us and then you send it us for, we'll replace it for you. But all they have to do is reflash it with the latest version because you can't truly brick an iPhone. So they can just re-give it to the next person.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? So that was a pretty cool deal that they're saying, you know, yeah, we'll warranty software issues in if you break it that way.
How much are their warranties?
I don't remember. It doesn't actually say in the article. Actually, no, it does. $60 for an iPhone. Starts at $65 for an iPhone.
That's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. And the fact that, you know, for those people who just aren't smart enough to unjailbreak it after they broke it or, you know, if they actually do it, it gives them a warranty available. So, pretty cool. Let's see here. Oh, we'll go big on this one. So, I'm sure you've heard already, Danny, that Walt Disney is opening a carbon freezing chamber to create your own frozen in carbonite figure of yourself.
Yes, I did know that, and I already have a appointment to do it for myself.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah, because
May 19th at 8:50 a.m.
Wow.
I will be there.
This is not an option you can just walk in and do. You actually have to make an appointment by calling 939-WD or whatever it is, and make your reservation, and you will get an 8-inch figure of yourself frozen in carbonite.
8 inches is about right.
That's awesome.
For a mere $100.
That's it?
That's 100. It. But I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean,
that's not that bad.
It's not
considering
bad,
what it
but
is.
That's a lot of money to be spending on that.
It's worth it.
You spend $100 on statues of some comic book movie or, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
No, I'm pretty excited.
And us being in Orlando, you don't actually have to pay your travel expenses to get here to get your frozen in carbonite. Although I think Danny might would do that. It's like, Casey, I got my plane ticket to go to Orlando.
I also think that They're probably testing it out for Celebration coming up.
Well, I thought it was during Celebration that actually is available.
Star Wars Weekends at Disney.
Where do you get it done?
Oh, I gotcha.
They're doing it during Star Wars Weekends at Hollywood Studios. And okay. Then I think that's testing ground for the big celebration in August.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is still in Orlando.
Makes me wonder how many they can get done, though, in, you know, if you're having to do appointments. It's not like something that...
What doesn't make sense is they're taking three pictures of your face, side, front, and
right.
The other side. And then that's it.
Oh, no, so, body type or anything like that?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just slapping your face on it.
Hmm.
I mean, I hope not body type. I need to
start working out.
But they...
It's
on the
motivation.
On the phone, that you can't wear a hat, can't have glasses, no anything on your face. So I'm going to have to shave.
But I want Hoth goggles.
What?
Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, put the Hoth goggles on?
Hoth goggles.
Yeah, Hoth.
I see a new career in your future, Danny.
What do you mean?
You can be the artist that sits and makes people's images in carbon.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
You need to be a 3D artist
come on,
for that.
That'd be awesome.
That would be
put your head on a woman's body?
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I'll pass.
I think something's wrong with our stream, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. We'll take care of it.
Sorry, losers.
No, we'll fix it here in a second. So, rumor is floating around that the iPhone is going to be released in September.
Okay.
So we might have the iPhone 5 in September. They're also talking about a 7-inch iPad actually being released, kind of like the Galaxy Tab 7-inch. You know, the iPad 10 is kind of nice, but I think something that would fit in my back pocket would be kind of sick.
Until you sit on it.
Until I sit on it, right, yeah.
Did you say iPad 10?
The iPad's 10 inches.
Oh, 10 inches.
Yeah.
Never mind. Keep
that's
going.
What she said.
I saw that, and I saw someone saying that that wasn't true.
It's a rumor.
Yeah.
And the people who are actually releasing that rumor have said, I mean, they've had pretty good track record just recently. It's Digitimes, and, you know, they've had an issue in the past where they've not had really good news, but... Just recently, they've been getting good news based on production stats and different pieces and parts they've seen orders for in China. So, I mean, whether it actually comes out or not, if it's they're getting it confused with another company, I don't know. Like I said, it's just a rumor that's floating around right now that they're trying to come out with the 7-inch iPad, which, you know, at the beginning, Jobs was against it, but he's gone now, unfortunately, so...
But his ghost lives on, yeah.
I don't think I want to see a 7-inch iPad.
You know, it wouldn't be too bad, I don't think.
I don't see the point, though.
It's a bigger iPhone.
isn't the 5 rumored to be a little bit wider?
It's supposed to be a little bit wider, yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, I like my 10-inch iPad.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. But sometimes when you're trying to carry it around to go, you know, geocaching or something, it'd be nice to have something just a little bit bigger. But, yeah, we need to do some geocaching. Anyways, let me switch back to this. Yeah, my news is all out of order tonight, but that's no big deal. Nothing new. AMC renews Comic Book Men.
Really?
Yes. And Talking Dead, which is the talk show after The Walking Dead.
Right.
More importantly, the Comic Book Men got renewed. So.
That's interesting, because I was assuming it was getting terrible ratings.
I'm you know, what's really good on AMC other than Breaking Bad and
Mad
Walking
Men?
Dead? Oh, Mad Men on there too?
And The Killing?
Okay. So they have some decent shows. I don't watch AMC much.
Obviously.
But yeah.
Like, the Comic Book Men isn't terrible. It just doesn't seem like it's I thought it was gonna get canceled for sure.
It's you know, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting. It's one of those shows kinda like an Antiques Roadshow where it flipped itself into one of those shows where people brought their stuff in and it put a value on those things.
Yeah, I'd rather just see Kevin Smith talking for 30 minutes than some of those people in that shop.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's one of those, the show's more about the characters. They're probably, I mean, they're not the epitome of every comic book shop out there, especially you guys's.
Right.
But, you know, it's all right. I enjoyed it. I watched it all. So, anyways. Let's see here. What else we got? Did you realize that, you know how stringent the Apple iTunes store is and like trying to get your app in there, it takes forever and there's huge process of getting things up there. Turns out the Google Android store, now the Google Play or whatever they call it, have 17 different items that are still up on the App Store that are infected with Trojan horses. Yikes. So your phone then turns into a zombie and can do whatever they want, and you know, basically they can control your phone at any time they want.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you have a Google phone and you're buying things off of Google Play,
what these apps are?
Let me see here. Six of those contain highly stealthy code dubbed Plankton, which causes the Android-based phones to connect things.
Wait, are they free though?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because apparently,
I don't know.
Google people don't pay for their stuff.
Yeah, they don't pay for anything.
Yeah, that's the ploy to be.
Yeah,
Google.
Yeah.
I have an Android. I don't pay for stuff, you iPhone people.
But yeah, I mean,
I know. So, yeah.
So
it's kind of hard to talk to Austin when he's not on a mic because no one else can hear him.
I mean, you could take John's mic. He's not really saying anything, but nobody is for that matter. Here, well, I'll get you a chair in just a second. Or there might be one in there. Yeah. So.
Hey, thanks for doing that on the mic.
Dan. Sorry, bro. I had to like push a mute.
Wow. You have Amazon Prime, correct?
I do. I've had it for a while.
Amazon Prime is probably one of the greatest inventions I've ever experienced. I signed up for it around Christmas time.
Can you call it an invention?
Well.
Do you have to pay for it?
You do have to pay for it if you're not.
Don't.
Yeah. Well, that is if you have an EDU address, you don't have to pay for it. Although they say that after the first year, you're supposed to pay for it. Some people don't, though. I don't know how it works.
Well, once your EDU address gets canceled, then you're done.
Yeah. I love Amazon Prime. I signed up for it around Christmas time to get some gifts, and I was like, you know what? This is amazing. I am not stopping. I will pay. I will pay whatever they ask. One of the features that they're adding now is every single Harry Potter book will now be available on the Kindle lease program.
Lease.
Yeah, like you borrow a book. You borrow books for free. You can borrow one a month, and all the Harry Potter books will be included in this now.
Wow.
And so you can borrow, like, every calendar month, you can borrow one book. And when you borrow the next one, the last one expires.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
They probably paid a good penny for that.
Oh, I bet. You know, even now, like, I was looking, and if you want to buy one of the books on Kindle, it sends you over to Pottermore to buy it. And then you come back to Amazon to actually pick it up.
Have you used Pottermore yet?
I have not. I don't read.
McCarthy, no. You're the Potter fan.
I don't read Potter. I don't read at all. So, yeah.
It's like a digital Harry Potter. It's really not. It's really stupid. I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to. I mean, it has something to do with the books, but it doesn't really help in any way. It's like a visual.
I got into the beta, and I didn't know what to do. I was so confused. So I stopped.
Well, I think a lot of people expected it to be an MMO or something. And then it came out, and it's like, oh, you know, you can read your book, and then every once in a while you can click something and do a little potion or something and then move on to the next thing.
Well, it's interesting because some of the things you had to search for in the image, and the image zoomed in, zoomed out, and you clicked on stuff. But that was the extent of the coolness.
Oh.
And it wasn't really unlocking anything that cool. Like, I felt like I knew most of the stuff they were talking about, but it was like the extra stuff that they were saying didn't make any sense. So I was kind of bored with it.
Yeah, no, it's just literally rereading the books and then having pictures right there next to it.
Right. Did you sign up?
Yes.
Did you get sorted into a
No, I didn't get that
house.
Far. I got really
house.
Frustrated.
See, I didn't get into
part.
A house either, so that's what I really wanted to do, and then I got bored.
That's exactly what I wanted to do. Then I was like,
and they wouldn't let you pick. Did they let you pick a username yet?
No, I didn't get to pick one. They was like, here's six that
you
can choose
from.
It was
some, like, child safety thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got, my name was, like, Dragon Silver 187, and I'm like, I'm never going to remember this.
Yours was way better than mine. It was, like, Crimson Quill 68359 or something like that.
Yeah, it was lame as hell.
I think I was Aurora Snitch.
Ooh, that's six.
You Aurora Snitch. It's better than Aurora Snatch.
No, that's the Harry Potter porno.
Oh, that's right, the erotica.
Watch out, yeah.
Oh man, yeah, that's Austin on the mic with the smooth voice.
You know how I do.
We're killing some time for Myers to go reset the live feed.
Yeah.
So okay, Austin, tell us a little about yourself.
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, that's
I'm
horrible.
19 years old.
God,
I like long walks on the beach, if you know what I mean. Giggity.
You're in college.
Thank you. You know how I do.
What are you majoring in?
Computer engineering, you know, for the ladies.
The ladies.
Yeah. The ladies love that computer engineering.
You silly little freak.
Our other guest tonight is Justin. Justin, what are you majoring in college? Are you in college yet? Aren't you like 12?
Yes, I'm 12.
What are you majoring in?
Sound of music production.
Sound of music production.
Sound and.
Is that like The Hills Are Alive?
Sure.
Can I call you Von Trapp?
Why would you?
I don't know, Maria. Our other guest tonight is Darren. I know him through John Myers a little bit. He has some amazing Audis.
Who's John Myers?
John Lee.
Oh, okay.
You call him John too?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That name is lasting you a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It all started
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Darren, can you tell me a little about that Audi that you have wrapped up in your garage?
Oh, the one in the garage.
Yes.
It's blue.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I don't know. It's got a V8 in it. One of 52.
One of 52. That's what I was getting at. How do you have a car that is one of 52?
Magic? I don't know.
That's what I like to hear. Harry Potter magic?
Oh, you got it from the Orlando Magic?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh.
It's that blue color.
Can't even get a win from the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, Magic.
We don't talk sports here. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, all right, I think that's about it for the news.
Good, I rambled while you were
that's
gone.
Fine. Yeah, I figured. I had to go fix the stream.
We were trying to play it cool.
So James Cameron doesn't want to work on anything anymore.
What? Is he joining the George Lucas Club?
He's like, I only want to work on Avatar. I've got two more in the on the way, and after that I'll do one more, and then I think I'm done.
Well, he's made all that money.
Yeah, he's like, I've made more money than God himself or something.
Really? He said that?
Yeah. Interesting. Let me see here. Where's it at? Yeah,
I mean, so Avatar was awesome. I really did like it. I thought the story was a little lame, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, but is it enough to carry itself for three more movies?
Well, I think the problem with Avatar is the fact that it's not quite as good once you're not in a 3D movie.
Right.
Like, I think watch it 2D and get the same satisfaction out of it.
I think it's just too long. That's what I think.
It is a long-ass movie.
It's one of those movies that I think I'll watch once, and yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to go back.
I've never seen it.
Darren got it with his TV.
Do you have a 3D TV?
Yeah, I do.
So does it look as good as it did in theater?
I never saw it in the theater.
Oh, it looked pretty good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things, like, we were watching it, and it was like, okay, now we're in, like, the stupid part. Skip to the nature. Okay, all right, cool. Oh, this looks pretty good, but I'm never going to sit down and watch it. I think his exact response.
Yeah, that's basically what's kind of annoying about it.
So it was one of those things, it looked amazing, but that's what it's good for.
I thought Tron in 3D was better.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
So, yeah. So, Avengers.
Oh.
Let's talk Avengers. Oh, gosh. It's getting serious in here.
I'm going to go ahead and put the Avengers news, and then we'll move
into
the actual
Avengers news.
Adoptees are calling for a boycott over something Thor said in Avengers.
Adopt? What does that mean? What?
People who are adopted.
Right.
They're all upset, and they're all up in arms because...
Oh, jeez. Let me
back up. Okay. If you're listening now and you haven't seen The Avengers, pause this.
Has everybody seen it? Darren?
Go.
It's The Avengers.
Oh, yeah, God.
He's seen it.
You've seen it, right?
If you're listening, pause this, go see The Avengers, and then come back and listen, because we're going to spoil the crap out of it. But, so they're upset because in the movie... let me think here. My mind's screwed up. Basically, Black Widow says something like, Thor is defending the fact that Loki's his brother.
Right.
And then Black Widow says he killed 60 people. Thor says he's adopted.
Yeah.
So,
oh, true.
Yeah.
Which was a great line. It was hilarious.
It was really funny.
But people who are adopted are getting up in arms because they're like, you know, you shouldn't use adoption as a joke.
I don't think joke is the fact that,
he's disowning him.
Right. We're not related.
Right, we're not blood related. Yeah. So, I don't know. Me and my wife were actually looking to try to adopt, and it didn't bother us in the least, and hopefully it wouldn't bother our child.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
I think people just like to complain about anything.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. So, after
there was another complaint about Joss, the way he filmed India, showing the slums. Apparently, a lot of people in India got pissed off about that because... They're tired of how the American culture films anything in India is always in the slums. And, like, apparently it's not all like that.
Okay.
So a lot of people were pissed off.
So it's like Arizona where it's not all desert?
Exactly. So there was a big article about it.
Okay.
A lot of people were, like, boycotting it in India or something crazy like that.
Boycott away.
Because of the 3-minute scene of Banner going following that girl.
Oh, breaking news.
Oh, jeez.
They're making an Avengers sequel.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Are we allowed to? I mean, are we surprised?
No.
I mean, it made what? 100 and, no. What was it? 100?
200.
235 million? No, 35 million over the last movie that was at the top, which was Harry Potter. Yeah.
35 million beyond that?
Yes. Where's that at? Jeez. I had that article here somewhere.
Goddamn. Our chat room. And he said it's okay. They can't afford to see the movie anyway.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's rough.
Who said that?
Robbie.
So, yeah, they're planning on that. They're also, you know, Hulk became a large character in this thing, being total awesome. Yeah. I'm a big Hulk fan, so the fact that he got...
Like about the Hulk?
I like that he's misunderstood. I like... You look, for instance, at Hulk Gray.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of my favorite depictions of him and how he's not... Everybody sees him as this, like, angry, angry guy, and all he's trying to do is smash, and ultimately he's not. I mean, he has good intentions behind him, but because of, like, how big and oafish he is, it looks like he's just Hulk smash.
Yeah.
But ultimately he's trying to do good.
Interesting.
That's what I like.
I don't know many Hulk fans. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm all wrong.
No, you're not. You're good. That was a good...
I mean, in World War Hulk, it's all about love, and, you know, they don't see it that way either. So,
true.
Anyhow,
I think that was one of the funniest parts of the movie was when I don't know how bad you want to spoil.
No, yeah, you can spoil it.
No, we're talking about it.
When he grabbed Loki. Starts yelling,
yeah.
"I will not be!" And then he just throws him around. It was great.
Yeah, that definitely caught me off guard.
I still enjoyed the whole line where it was like, you know, you do this, you do this, you do this, Hulk, smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was legit.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you realize that the Avengers came out on the internet pirated a week before? Like, because of the European release, it was out on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did really a lot of harm to the actual release of the movie, making $200-some-odd million in the box office.
The funny thing was, like, I don't understand, like, the complaint. Like, people were talking about how it leaked and it's the best thing to watch, and it was all cameras. Like, I don't understand how people enjoyed that.
Somebody was in the movie theater with a camcorder.
The only thing that came was released was camcorder.
Right,
stuff.
Yeah, it was handy cam.
There was no
stuff.
Screeners. Nothing was ripped at all.
Right.
So people were actually flocking to...
the internet. 100,000 people.
To get a cam.
Before
something.
The movie released. Yeah.
It was quite... It's funny to me.
But, I mean, sometimes... It's like, you know, when we were watching Dark Knight stuff at the very, very beginning when we were watching the trailers and we're watching the stuff that, like, was released because these people followed the ARG so hard that, like, they were able to go into the theater and watch the Joker trailer, for instance, and we watched cameras of that. If you're that big of a fan,
that's true.
Something that is probably not going to damage their box office because you're going to go see it in the box office. You're just that eager to see it at the beginning, you know. That you're willing to watch a cam of it.
Speaking of Batman, that was one of my favorite things about going to see the Avengers was the fact that they had the Batman trailer. But like, you're in a theater of people like freaking out about a movie.
Oh yeah,
and it's just talking, and then that Batman trailer started, and it was dead silent.
People start yelling, "Shut up!"
Yeah.
We saw it. Well, we all saw it. Most of us saw it the opening night at midnight.
Yeah,
and to see the movie, see the Avengers like that was just amazing because you're in a theater of people that are that passionate about something as you are. And, you know, anytime something awesome happens, it was just like you'd think you were watching a concert, just how people are reacting.
Yeah, they got crazy.
So, yeah, it was good stuff. I enjoyed it. So, if you had to guess, how much damage on Manhattan do you think they did as they were fighting the... Chitauri?
Yeah. Wait, you mean...
How much damage in Manhattan do you think they caused?
How much of that was really done in Manhattan
I mean,
and not in a...
You mean look at the movie?
If you were looking at, like, if Avengers was reality...
Okay.
How much damage?
Yeah, how much damage... I mean, you saw the World Trade Center and how much damage that caused with two planes heading into the World Trade Center.
Do you have an actual number?
I do actually end up with a number.
Why'd you gotta bring up 9/11, bro?
I'm sorry.
Okay, keep going.
Too soon?
I just want to know where Spider-Man was in all this.
Okay. The rest of the mutants are.
Yeah, he's
being emo.
He was being emo.
Toby.
Yeah, he's not part of the Avengers
yet.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, if his movie releases well,
it should. Know. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It actually looks really good. They gave us trailer one though. I'm kind of upset.
The what?
They gave us trailer one.
Oh yeah, that was
we actually saw it. But yeah, so let me give you some examples here. The physical damage of where's the numbers here? September 11th, the terrorist attack cost $83 billion.
Wow.
Hurricane Katrina cost $90 billion, and the tsunami in Japan cost $122 billion. So based on those numbers, how much do you think the damage?
Well, you're going to be in the trillions.
You think you're in the trillions?
I say 200 billion.
200 billion?
200 I say billion. Over a trillion.
Over
20
trillion.
Bucks.
$1, Bob.
$1, Bob. Actually, they're saying if the physical invasion was actually to happen, it would have been $60 billion worth of actual damage and $70 billion with economic cleanup. It would have been $60 to $70 billion with economic cleanup costing $90 billion. For a grand total of $160 billion.
That's it? Katrina did more damage.
No, it did less. $120
billion. Less damage.
Or no, Katrina was only $90 billion with the hurricane Japan. I mean, the tsunami in Japan, $120 billion. So it's actually more than that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, stupid little trivia news there.
So there was a part in the Avengers I just thought about. Do you remember they focused on this one girl three times? I don't know if you caught it. There was a point where it was a waitress, and you see her in the restaurant looking out the window, and then you see her again being saved by Captain America, and then at the end of the movie she's interviewed.
Yeah.
And
oh, that was the same girl three
and
times.
She's saying
she had like three major parts, but the thing is she's a recognizable actress. Like I remember her in something.
Yeah, she's gonna be in the next one.
It was
somehow.
It was kind of weird. I can't hear you.
I think it was the show Growing Pains. She was a little girl when she was an actress.
Been in something else too.
Kirk Cameron.
Would be Kirk Cameron.
I read an article on it,
show.
And she was, and it was wouldn't like, know, oh, if you see her, she used to be in this.
Yeah,
show.
They showed her three times,
say,
which is quite weird.
That's why she was.
I was wondering why
they were
focusing.
You weren't alive when Growing Pains was going on. So.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No.
That's sad.
I'm looking it up now on IMDb.
Okay.
Continue talking.
I think it was.
Yeah, that was. I caught it the second time I watched it, and it was. I thought it was interesting because it was like a character inside of itself because they didn't. She didn't have a name or anything, so I thought it was interesting. It felt like a. Easter egg, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I guess if you would have caught it.
Yeah, it.
But I didn't
technically
catch it.
Wasn't. I think she was just trying to like. They found
her. She was trolling.
Yeah, pretty much the whole time.
And I really liked the fact that Stan Lee didn't have like a role in the movie except for some stupid clip at the end because I hate Stan Lee.
I don't understand what you're. I mean, I have heard many people say it, but they're like, you know, why does he have to be in every film? Like,
yeah, seriously,
I mean,
why does he have to be in every film?
It's the whole. It's the Alfred Hitchcock thing, you know what I mean? Like,
what'd you say?
Because he can.
Yeah, whatever. Because he produces everything.
I mean, to you, was Hitchcock being in the thing, is that bad news?
I don't watch Hitchcock.
I guess.
Give me another one, Grandpa.
Grandpa. Wow. Cool story, bro.
No, I just find it annoying. He annoys me.
Yeah, I think that's her, but I'm trying to. I don't see her in Growing Pains.
Can we sit around and eat shawarma in silence?
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, wait. Growing Pains, the movie.
There's
oh, no,
girl.
There it is. She wasn't the TV show.
Okay.
She was Chrissy Seaver. How about that?
Yeah, the Seavers.
Growing Pains.
You're right. Good call.
Yep.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, because Darren just brought up the second half of the trailer, or the second clip at the end of the credits.
Right.
And I found it quite interesting that it only U.S. audiences got that clip.
Yeah, because most U.S. audiences don't even know what shawarma is, which is funny because I was reading an article before I got here.
I had no idea.
Shawarma is actually up very high. Like
90%.
Sales of shawarma is actually up 90% because of the
shawarma. Everybody's trying it.
It's Indian cuisine somehow. I mean, like.
Oh, great. Now the Indians.
I think it's Indian cuisine.
About that.
Well, wasn't it true? I don't know. I read, but wasn't it true that scene was only filmed about a week before the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
I
that's why.
That.
It did, but they said it was just weird because I saw it in the first screening before it came out, and apparently you weren't supposed to see it, but a lot of people did because you were supposed the person was supposed to stop the film before they showed that last trailer, mm-hmm. and like a lot of people got to see it before it came out.
Okay, shawarma is pretty much a gyro.
Yeah,
gyro. It's like, but it's meat. It's not just lamb. It's actually beef, lamb, and marinated chicken on a stick. That's so gross. It's all three of them.
There's a stick?
Good. Well, yeah. You've never seen gyros where they come on the stick and then they're like heating it.
That's the same thing.
No. They put it in a pita and they put the
that sounds awesome. Sauce.
I know. I want one right now. Let's go get shawarma.
Where do they have shawarma here?
I don't know.
This little vegetarian shawarma.
I need shawarma.
Yeah, it's called lettuce.
Vegetarian shawarma? What is wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm joking.
Gosh. I don't eat red meat. So, what else we got about this movie?
About how amazing it was.
It was.
Does anybody have anything negative to say about it?
It was too short.
it was kind of long.
It wasn't long.
But
wasn't
I'm not
bad.
Complaining about the
It was
length.
Like 2.5 hours
I
long.
Really don't like Mark Ruffalo.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I
Is
don't.
Is that your complaint, really?
That's my complaint. I
thought he did such a good job.
I don't enjoy him as an actor to begin with, and then he just, it was hard to get past it.
Really? Because, see, I didn't mind him. Like, I really missed Edward Norton in the movie. Because, mm-hmm. I mean,
I miss Edward Norton in every movie.
Awesome. But, you know, he kind of crapped his own bed there, so.
Yeah, whatever. It's his own fault.
But, you know, I think he did a decent enough job to where he pulled off the role. I mean.
Did he, though?
I mean, he's only Bruce Banner. I mean, he wasn't truly the Hulk.
No,
the Hulk's all CG, so.
Well, CG and.
Mocap.
What's his name?
Lou Ferrigno.
Ferrigno.
What?
He did the voice of the Hulk.
Yeah.
Did he really? That's awesome. I didn't even realize that.
You didn't catch the lisp?
No, I didn't catch the lisp.
You didn't catch the speech impediment?
Nope. Not at all.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't like, it was one of those things where you just don't like the actor, and then coming into it, I couldn't get past him, and I didn't think he did a good enough job to change my opinion on him. So I didn't care for Mark. I enjoyed once he changed to the Hulk.
I guess if you hated the actor going into it.
I don't hate him.
I mean, it's like me with Neil Patrick Harris. I'm just kidding.
Someone's about to get smacked. It got quiet.
Danny's like,
here.
That's my husband.
Oh, well, I would do that.
Gay.
Hey.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
If it was anybody, it would be Neil Patrick
Harris. That's probably
Harris,
my only complaint. I read a really funny review. The guy was just being stupid funny, and he said he really liked the cast of, what's her name? From New Girl.
Oh, Zoe?
They really like the cast of Zoe Deschanel as Loki. Because they think that he looks just like her.
I didn't think so at
all.
It
made me laugh. It looked like Zoe Deschanel with a helmet on. But I the one thing I was worried about with this movie was the fact that there were so many big-name actors in it.
Yeah.
And Joss Whedon did an amazing job at keeping it all, like, you know, there. I mean, to me, Iron Man stole the show. I really liked, because there was so much more change in the character with him, going from being the hothead, you know, egotistical character to the guy that actually sacrifices everything in the end, knowing he could die. I mean, he was not going to kill off Iron Man.
But, I mean, he still comes back with that same type of attitude.
Well, yeah, sort of. He was still snarky, but it was, I really liked the progression in his character in this movie. That was probably my favorite part. I loved all the Iron Man stuff. The sequences of the fight scene in New York were absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's like all those moments where you're just watching it and it's amazing, and then it has that quick second of like Iron Man shooting his laser off Cap's shield, and you have that moment where you just stop breathing as a comic fan because you know that's exactly what you wanted to see.
Yeah.
There was many of those moments for me. I don't know about you guys, if you wanted to say anything else.
So you were, before we get into that, I mean, I have here, somebody actually sat down and actually timed out all the characters on screen time.
Really?
Yeah. That's so if you had to guess, who would you think would be the number one person on screen for the entire time?
Oh, geez. Like any character?
Bruce Banner and Hulk the same guy? Five,
six. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say Bruce Banner, Hulk.
Bruce Banner?
I'm going to say Loki.
Loki?
I'll say Nick Fury.
Fury?
Go with the guy with the hammer.
The guy, Thor. Darren's really geeky here.
I would say Iron Man.
Iron Man? Man,
here we go. We got a whole split room.
Come on. What do you got, John?
I think Nick Fury as well.
Fury. I like those McFlurries.
McFlurries.
I get a chicken McFlurry.
You are all wrong.
He's an Oreo McFlurry.
Oh, God.
You are.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to have to listen to that. I have no idea what he said. You are all wrong. Captain America, number
one.
Wow. Okay.
With 37-42 for the entire movie. So he was in there, what is that, one-fifth of the movie.
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
So who was second?
Second would be Iron Man with 37-01. So he was only down 39 seconds. Is that right? You're Chinese.
Whoa.
That's racist.
That is
fast
racist. Followed by Black Widow, which is amazing. Wow. Didn't realize
she
Scarlett Johansson was on there so long. And then the Hulk, then Thor, the guy with the hammer, and then Hawkeye. Man. So
wow, so Fury wasn't even in there?
No. I guess it's saying for the superheroes. I guess I should have made you re-guess, but...
No, that's fine. That's interesting because I don't feel like Chris Evans was on screen that much.
Yeah, and they say he was. I mean, I don't know how somebody's going to sit there and actually time...
You know, it does kind of make sense if you think about it because he didn't defect. Him and Iron Man didn't really defect. And it was like Hulk bailed. Not bailed, but...
Right.
At that last few scenes where it's just Nick and Iron Man and Cap just sitting around.
Right.
Interesting.
So where was Ant-Man during all this?
I don't know. And Wasp.
And Wasp, yeah. They're just rolling around. And they were actually on screen. You just didn't see them. They were on screen the entire time.
Hey, if that actually comes out and they really were, I'll be super happy about that.
They just CG them in everywhere.
They're like, badass. That's like finding R2-D2 in Star Trek.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah. So anyway, so what was your favorite parts about the movie?
Oh, let's go around the room. Darren, the non-geeky guy first.
It was also awesome.
There you go.
Favorite part.
This coming from the guy who hates everything.
Well, that's good then.
It's true.
I mean, I don't know a movie he comes out of it going, man, this is really good. And he said, this is really good. And I was like, wow, that says
a lot. Come on, Fast Five. I saw Fast Five with you.
That movie was awful.
Yeah, see? We walked out of it going, that was pretty good. And in the entire movie, he's like, that's impossible. That's impossible. You can't do that.
Come on, it's Vin Diesel.
Impossible.
Look at this car. It just like hit a thing.
Did like
just,
a triple backflip and has 17 forward gears. Impossible.
Yeah. Why do they shift 15 times? I don't get it.
Four speed reverse, man. That's what it's all about.
So,
all right, Justin, what was your favorite part?
I was telling you this earlier about, I like how they, Nick Fury, like he actually had a part, like in everything else, he was just cameos at the end, but now you actually got to see his character and his development and everything. I mean, that was what I enjoyed the most in the movie.
Yeah, I'm pulling a Robbie right now. I don't really go for Samuel L. Jackson movies. I think the last one I actually really loved was like Pulp Fiction. So I don't care for him. Like he's not like something, oh, it's a new Samuel L. Jackson movie, I'm gonna go watch it. But I really loved him in this movie. Like he was awesome. He was in the Ultimate Universe, it's Nick Fury drawn in, I mean it's Samuel L. Jackson drawn in that book.
Yeah.
So it was made for him. So he really pulled it off quite well.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, they all chose. I feel like they all chose like the people who they played perfectly. Like,
yeah, no,
Robert Downey Jr.
amazing.
Plays Tony Stark perfectly.
Yeah,
you know, and things like that. And I thought Samuel Jackson played Nick Fury pretty well. So,
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, it's better than Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part. I think it's probably two because, like, from a comedy kind of standpoint, it was part where Thor and Hulk are like beating the crap out of the whatever that stupid
Chitauri.
No, the big snake. Well, I guess it's Chitauri, but it's the
big
snake thing.
The worm monster.
Yeah.
And then like at the end, the Hulk punches Thor just for no reason. I thought it was pretty hilarious. But then like from a movie standpoint, you see the characters growing. It's like when Nick Fury, after spoiler alert, the Phil ends up dying by Loki. He tries to pump up Captain America and Iron Man to try to bring the team together as a whole, and he throws the cards on the table and is like, these were in his pocket. And he wanted you to sign him, and that really like made the characters like meld together and try to fuse together.
Yeah,
so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. That was an interesting scene to me because did he rub the blood on those cards?
Yeah, because when he said it's like, oh, I don't know, these weren't in his pockets; they were in his locker. He had to go under the body and just rubbed it on his chest.
Or it might not have been actually blood; it could have been something.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Kool-Aid.
Do you really Kool-Aid, Nick Fury?
Oh yeah.
Well played, racists.
Black dude.
Oh yeah.
McCarthy?
I don't know. The whole thing was really good.
Shut up.
I like probably the scene with Black Widow at the beginning.
That was legit.
Where, you know, she's just kind of like toying with them where, you know, you think they have her and then she just kicks ass.
I really liked her in 3D. John. Myers.
Wow. So what you're saying is your favorite part was that part where she's just standing there and mm-hmm. and it was
when she was interrogating Loki.
Yeah. I would have to say probably my favorite scene was when, you know, Hulk just did work. I mean, just like the fact that he finally came around, and when he hit that snake thing and just drove it into the ground, it was just like, oh my gosh, are you serious right now?
Yeah,
yes.
I liked the aspect where they showed that Banner can control the Hulk, and he it was his secret. Mm-hmm. And when he turned and ran into that Hawkeye, I just got the chills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was legit.
That was good stuff. Cody?
For sure.
I think my favorite was probably when they were doing the individual shots of all the superheroes. Like
that
little
amazing
montage when they were zooming in on all of them. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
and you saw that
classic.
In 2D as well, but in 3D. Yeah. That was so amazing. Like, they did this thing where basically you see each superhero do something with his weapon to damage the Chitauri. Mm-hmm. And, like, so you see Captain's shield fly, and you follow the shield down, and then it hits him, and then it goes near Hawkeye, and Hawkeye shoots his arrow, and you're following the arrow down, and it does a scene back and forth. And in 3D.
It was all really fluid.
Yeah, in 3D, cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That was what I was going to say, Cody, so thanks for that. But I really liked the scene. I liked, I'm going to go with when Thor used the Empire State Building,
mm-hmm.
Chrysler Building, as the, like, giant antenna.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was so legit. And, you know, the scene where outside of the fight when Thor, Iron Man, and Cap kind of took it in the forest.
Right.
The Thor and Iron Man fight was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
When his lightning supercharged Iron Man suit. That was amazing. There's just too many good scenes.
It was good the whole way through. I really liked it.
Can I bring up one more negative that I had?
Sure.
I really didn't like that they didn't have any backstory for Hawkeye. Like, there was...
You know,
it kind of just jumped into the fact that he got turned by Loki so quick. And then, I mean, he was badass in the end with the arrows. I mean, he was badass when he shot that one arrow at Loki and he caught it and then it blew up in his face. That was quite awesome. But I didn't like that there was no, like, subtle story of Hawkeye.
And you know what's interesting is he's the only character that truly needed it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have... I mean, Black Widow's been in other films along the way.
Yeah.
Along with Samuel L. Jackson. But he's not really been seen on screen except for this. And so now you have him in this movie and nobody knows anything about him.
That's
he's
the thing
just
with
this
Black
archer,
Widow,
you know?
Even in this movie, at the beginning where she's being interrogated, or she's interrogating, whatever way you want to look at it, she has the thing where she says she was Russian. She, mm-hmm. you know, it shows that she's a master spy.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that showed anything about Hawkeye being a master archer or marksman or whatever you want to call it. So it was kind of frustrating because I really wanted, like, something out of the character. And there's not even a rumor for him to have his own movie coming up. So it's like, are we ever going to get a subtle backstory of Hawkeye? Are you just assumed supposed to know about him?
Didn't in the movie they call him, what is it, Agent Barton more than
Barton.
Hawkeye?
Yeah, they do call him Barton more, or Barter. Well, yeah, whatever.
I think it's
Barton. Good thing Slade's not listening.
I got to ask you guys something about Hawkeye.
They called him Hawkeye once in the whole movie. So, I mean, he pretty much was more like, I mean, I know he's not really, he is technically a superhero, but, like, in the movie he's more human than he is, like, super. He doesn't wear
a
suit.
He's more in the lines of Black Widow. I mean,
he's an agent, but
they're just
like, and you know, in the comics he's got the suit, he's got the whole, like, persona as like the master archer, but in there it's like he's a human who also knows how to shoot arrows really well.
And one thing I was glad about, they didn't wear those dumbass
Oakleys. That
would
have been terrible,
time.
The stupid H on the middle of his forehead
pointy
ears. That would have been dumb.
No, I'm talking about the Oakleys. They always showed him, like, in every, like, advertisement of coming up this movie, he was wearing those dumbass Oakleys, and he never wore them in this movie. I was so happy until the
I'm
very
glad
end.
That they took the sort of like a little bit of the old suit that he wore, like, and put purple on his. And
yeah, they had some purple
like
on his shield
that
stuff. Yeah, that was legit.
Now, I've never followed Hawkeye, and I don't know much about him, so I needed this movie. So what is his, quote-unquote, superpower?
That's what I was going to ask, too. It seemed like he's the only one that didn't really have a superpower. Like, really?
Iron Man doesn't have superpower.
Well, I know. I know that. But I'm saying, like, in the comic, like, what he has just really good vision.
He has man-made superpower.
It's just
you
archer.
Know, obviously. So
he
pull the mic.
He can pull infinity arrows out of his satchel, apparently.
Apparently. Well, no, he ran out.
Yeah, that's a pretty retarded
superpower. He did run out.
Didn't he come from like a circus?
After
or like that?
300 arrows, he ran out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he's kind of like a Batman or a.
Yeah,
Iron
I don't
Man
think he has.
So he's sort of like,
he's
sort of like Deadpool.
Heightened
Deadpool
abilities.
Doesn't actually have his own superpowers.
Well, he does. He's regenerative.
No, that wasn't his. That was Wolverine's.
Okay, well, but he has it now.
He's got he's really good with certain weapons. Like, he's got really fast reflexes. There we
right.
Go. That's like, he's got really hyperactive reflexes, and so he's really good with arrows. And I remember reading something where it's like in the comic where he's like, he's never missed a shot. So he's like, he's got to have like really good accuracy and probably a high end hand eye coordination stuff. But other than that, he doesn't really have any.
I've got good hand eye coordination. Superman. Maybe I can be a superhero.
I agree. Let's do this.
Yeah. I mean, all of us that play video games, don't we have good hand-eye coordination?
Danny's all about it. He wants to be the supervillain.
All we need is unlimited arrows.
Done.
We're ready to go.
Put the feet in.
Yeah.
What was your question about Hawkeye?
That's what I was going to ask. It seemed like he just didn't really fit the group of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Kind of strange.
He's just always been that kind. I don't think he's not a front runner for anything.
And so. I didn't know the backstory either, so I didn't know if he had some other kind of powers or.
I mean, I would take a Hawkeye movie over an Ant-Man movie for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's still the rumor, is the Ant-Man movie coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
But he wasn't even in this film, so like nobody knows his character. I mean, like.
Just saying.
Is that just to bring him into Avengers 2?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he just shrinks of superhuman size. And
I think
then
he should be just
a
cameo
strength.
In like Iron Man 3.
That's all
or
he
something.
Has, correct? Yeah. Ant-Man? I've never read Ant-Man either. So, like, and that's all he is. He shrinks and he's strong, right?
Correct.
Awesome.
Well, he's a super genius.
Oh.
Pym. Hank Pym.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He'll be like, that's what I mean. Like, they could introduce him into Iron Man.
I could see him bringing in another movie, but his own movie, I just don't. I mean, I guess if it's not about his power, maybe if they bring the power at the very end of the movie and they call it Stupid Love Story or something, I don't know. It's
okay.
Like something for women to watch, and then we're like, oh, holy crap, that was Hank Pym the whole time.
That'd be legit.
Just like fool the wife, and she's like, "What? I don't get it. Why is he shrinking? Because he's leaving her." So,
aww.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
That's what Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was all about.
Oh yeah, good point.
Oh jeez,
that's his movie.
That's his jam.
We're about 5 minutes over.
I know we're fine.
We got a lot we can cut out in the middle.
Yeah, I know we're cutting some
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, true.
Out. But, anyways, yeah. So, good movie. Go see it.
Yeah, it's excellent, especially with the Lord of the Rings reference.
Yes. Yeah, we'll leave that one.
You can find
just,
that yourself.
Just listen. You'll hear it. But unless you were in the theater with us, and it was hard to hear because people were screaming.
Yeah.
It was like, you puny god. You know, nobody knew what he said when he was slinging. Well, yeah, so. But, yeah.
Slinging Loki.
Yeah, we already mentioned that, so, yeah.
Did you guys catch that Acura at the end?
Yeah, the new NSX.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Right, sir.
Wasn't that what was in the commercial for the Super Bowl?
No, I don't think they ever showed it. It was just kind of like that guy and what was it? Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld and Jay Leno.
They showed a hardtop version in the Super Bowl. This one was the convertible version.
But see, that was it was Stark who got into it, right?
Yeah.
Why would you get rid of an R8 to go to NSX?
It's sponsors.
Acura has more money.
Oh yeah, did you notice the MDX that was like strategically
shameless
placed?
Shameless plug. Oh, how convenient.
Slowly go by the front of it.
Here.
Oh, I was like, oh, that's so shameless there. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Definitely.
But
one more scene.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go
I
for
just
it.
Thought about it. Iron Man putting on the arm bracelets and jumping out the window and Jarvis shooting down that suit.
Yeah, that was
that
cool.
That gave me the chills. That was
like,
legit.
Oh, you hit the ground.
That was so legit. Yeah, I need those armbands. All
right. Yeah. You know they're selling them, right?
Yeah, $80 a pop.
Yeah, I mean, they don't obviously do anything, but
yeah.
Yeah. We can come. Yeah.
I'll get them in for you guys.
Oh, they're actually selling them through Diamond.
Yeah, we can order them.
Nice. So if you want these bracelets, go to Epic Comics in Orlando, Florida, in Waterford Lake.
Wait,
we didn't order them. We didn't order them, but we can.
You need to go in there, and you need to give them $80 and ask them to order them
you
for
go.
You, and they
Pay
will have them
front.
In for you. Yes. So, anyway, So there's the show.
That's the show.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Did you ever edit that voicemail that you got?
Oh,
yeah, we already played it a long time ago. You need to go back and you listen to the old podcast.
Did we play it? I don't remember it.
No,
yeah,
did.
We did.
Oh, you did?
The one where all of you came on the thing?
Yeah.
We absolutely played
it. Yeah, we did.
I don't know if it actually made it on the show. We played it on afterwards or something. I don't remember. It was in the after show.
We'd have an after show?
Yeah, we were still going.
Oh.
After the show, it's the after party.
We're all going to go to
hotel lobby.
God damn.
Around about four, you got to
Oh, Jesus.
Clear the lobby. Take it to your room.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me those little balls.
Oh, God.
It's getting worse. All right.
All right.
Let's sign off.
All right. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.